And a 10-megaton bomb, when it detonates, makes a hole in the ground that's 600 feet deep and a mile across, and vaporizes everything within a 2-mile radius. And they probably have about 400 megatons aimed right at the Seattle area at this very moment, all wired into a hair trigger kind of mechanism with their missiles, and they've got big ones. They're showing them on the news every other day, the negotiations that they're having to try and decrease the possibility that they're going to use them. But it's like watching the negotiations before World War II between the Nazis and the British trying to stop that war. They're not going to stop it. And World War III is right around the corner. And people are paranoid. They're freaking out all over. And it's going to get worse. The prophecy is that these days would be the heaviest in the whole history of mankind. And so when you think about the reality of that event, it's important to make the most of the situation that you find yourself in right now. The whole planet is being covered with concrete and steel, and they're destroying nature, poisoning the air, polluting the water. You know it will. You guys broke some of the rules, so they snuck you in here. But the real rule breaker is the whole system itself, which is in rebellion against God and nature. And it's going to pay its dues. It's not going to go on indefinitely. And in fact, the prophecy is that it will occur soon. Within one generation, the refounding of Israel. That's what it says in the good book. And Israel was refounded and reestablished in 1948. Since 70 AD, when the Romans went through Palestine and leveled every building that they saw and salted the earth so that nothing would grow there and drove all the Jews from Palestine. The first time in 2,000 years, 1948, they reestablished the nation of Israel. And Christ himself, right there, said that within one generation of that event, 40 years, the end of the age. That's the times that we're living in. And on that day, every individual who ever lived would stand up again. Even the brothers that have gone down over the years would stand up again and stand naked in front of him and pay their dues. You know, you guys are in here and doing some time now. There are others who are well-fed in their offices and doing well in the world. Woe to them, because Christ said, blessed are the poor, blessed are those who are suffering now. Right on. Blessed are the hungry, blessed are the outcast, and it's true. So hold on and maintain, keep the faith, and practice the golden rule with one another. Don't try and resist the system. It doesn't work. It really doesn't. Don't become bitter or hard, because then they've just, the man has won his battle with you. Stay free in your minds and your hearts, and loving with one another. Be peacemakers, keep things mellow, because everyone has a better time that way. And make the most of your situation. It's really important. It's serious biz. And there's times to celebrate, get it on. And there's times to think carefully about what's going on, and take the time to take care of one another. Real brothers with one another, don't even just use the word, but with one another and with all the brothers who are involved in this institution, including the ones who wear uniforms, you know, because they're brothers too. Real. Guys,